720 at KLGR 1490 this morning. We get the chance to talk a little bit about what's happening in, of course, the World Wide Web, the internet, social media, as we have got one of our local experts here in the studio right now, Sarah Kuglin. Do you feel like an expert?
I would never say expert.
You're always learning,
Keeping
right?
On top of it, yes. Yeah. Absolutely. It's always changing. You're always learning.
Yeah, well, that's good. So, Sarah, you have been how long now running your business of Redwood Valley Technical Solutions?
We've been over 10 years now. Started in 2002 as a tech support company and doing websites, and really moved into all websites and online marketing in the last few years. Social media is a big part of websites as well. So, yeah. And by the way, congratulations to KLGR on your 1,000 fans on Facebook.
For Facebook.
Exciting.
Yeah, actually, Sarah, the last time she was here, kind of pointed out a few things to us on Facebook. And it seems as though we have a good amount of people that are checking what we're posting there. Yeah. We've always had pretty good luck with our website. Of course, our content.
Yes.
And we have learned you have to constantly be on top of a website. You can't just put something up there anymore and leave it. And that's one of the things I know you want to talk about today is it's one thing to get a website, but it's got to be more than just leaving it.
You know, if you think about it, people are doing research on the web before they buy, before they even make a phone call, before they step in the door. And, you know, gone are the days of just having a brochure-style website. People are looking for information about what you do. They want helpful tips, and they want to know that you're an expert at what you do. And so we use our websites for that, and that means constantly updating it and adding new things. But also search engines, not only the people, but search engines promote you or rank you better if you're adding more content to your website. And when we say content, that can be anything from, you know, your text and information, but photos, graphics, videos, applications. You know, there's a lot you can do now.
I think any people that use the internet on a regular basis have at one time or another gone to a company's website and been frustrated because they couldn't find a phone number very easily, or you can't, it doesn't have the current schedule, or whatever the case may be. So that's just an example, if you've yourself experienced it, why you need to keep your own sites up.
We definitely, you know, that's so important, and that's why when we design websites, we want to be able to give the owner control to be able to make those updates, because you have to be on top of it at all times, really. It's something where, and that goes on the lines of local search, too. We talk a lot about local search, and what that means is people who are searching for local products or services, and something along the lines of 50% of Google searches are all local now. So if you're not out there on the web, you know, they're not going to find you, they're not going to find your products or services. But even if you don't have a website, you should still get your business listed on search engines like Google, Yahoo, Bing. We recently did a blog post on rvtechsolutions.com that tells you how to actually set your business up on those search engines. When you have a website, you also add that and all of your content and information so that you can be found in all of those local searches.
Right. So it's simple that, as you said, nowadays people want to purchase, you know, whatever the item is. They're going online and searching, and they're hoping to find someone local within that search. And if you don't have information there, your name's not coming up.
Right, absolutely. And on the other side of that, too, if your competitors aren't there, now's the time to get there, because you need to be there. But also on the side of content, if you're updating your website on a consistent basis with valuable information, you're going to rank above your competitors as well. And what I mean rank, that's in a Google search or a search engine search. So absolutely on that as well.
One of the things I know you're constantly looking at and analyzing is how people are using the internet and social media sites. Mm-hmm. What advice do you have if we've got businesses listening today or that have websites? What advice do you have for local businesses that they maybe could simply start doing in order to improve their odds of their presence on the internet?
Absolutely. You know, we always talk about having a plan, because the hardest part about it is actually doing it, keeping things up to date and updating on a regular basis and adding new and fresh content. So make a plan each month. Make sure you're going to add new things to your website at least monthly. If you can do it weekly, that's awesome. At that point, then you have good information. You can go as far as adding keywords and key terms that people search in Google searches to your content, but you can add photos, videos, and graphics, and then go a step further and share that content on your social networks. Because again, people are searching, but they're also asking for recommendations from their Facebook friends, and they're looking on Twitter for information. So your content, you know, use your website as a hub of all your content, share that on your social networks, and also through email marketing.
Now, for businesses that don't have, you know, an individual that has got the expertise of doing a website, or they don't have a staff member that they can assign to doing that update, so what do you recommend?
You know, that's definitely a struggle also. We have a lot of people who like to do their own and a lot of people who need help. We do a little bit of everything for us. We help some people. We do everything, including their blogging, search engine optimization, and social. And we really want to train you to be able to do it as well. So we do a lot of coaching also, or we have consultations, but we try to keep the blog at RV Tech Solutions up to date with tips and tricks, and our Facebook page and our Twitter page. And you have to be on Google Plus nowadays to really do well with Google search. So it's all, like we said too, it's always changing. So if you could find a way to at least set a plan, it helps with that, being able to update your website. If you know that each month I'm going to talk about this topic or that topic and I'm going to share it on my networks, it makes it easier if you don't have the staff or the manpower. But, you know, we help with that too.
Well, so for you at RV Tech Solutions, I know that you have done a lot of setting up of websites for organizations. And even today, you still get them to call and they say, can you add this picture? Can you add this policy to our website? Can you change this? And for some of those smaller companies that don't have somebody, you're still providing those kind of consultations and support.
Yes, we do. Absolutely. I mean, that's always available to help you. It's amazing with the technology. We use a platform called WordPress. We build and design on WordPress. It's a lot like using Microsoft Word, but it also makes it easier for the average person to do simple things like adding photos and adding information, changing their hours, that kind of thing. But yep, we definitely help with that as well.
For if somebody's not on, getting started, can you do the consulting with them?
Yeah, absolutely. It's if you're thinking about it, now is the time to do it. Don't wait. Like I said, if you don't have a website right now, make sure you at least get your business listed on those search engine sites. But we have a lot of information about what we do for web services on my website, rvtechsolutions.com. We work with you to determine what you need and what works best and what your customers are looking for when they're searching online for you.
Have you had success stories where folks, you know, locally that maybe have a small business have sold, you know, nationwide or had a product that they've been found by somebody?
Yeah, we have. We've been doing really well with a local company, a farming company. Lots of success stories. Everybody gains a lot of ground. They can track who's following them, where they're buying things, what leads come from where. But seeing a huge increase in leads with people who are on a consistent basis adding content and valuable information to their website. You know, people are researching their products and they're finding out what they want to know on the web, and they fill out a form and get leads from that. So absolutely.
Yeah. You talked about these search engines, and that is something that's important, like you said, to use every strategy you can so that when someone types in they're looking for an item, that your company comes up closer to the top or the top.
Yes.
You said that there's great information on that on your blog. How do we get to that?
It's rvtechsolutions.com.
Okay.
And it's, you know, right on the homepage or under Sarah's blog. Definitely search engines are what's being talked about right now in the industry big time. You know, social media is important, but everybody's doing social media now. You know, if you're not, you got to jump on board and do that. The next big thing is beating out your competition because everybody's getting online. So when somebody's searching for a specific product, you need to talk about that product and use keywords or text and information that you think people might be searching for. But it can get really deep, and you can do keyword analysis. You can do something as simple as go into Google, start typing in the search bar, and have you ever seen where Google suggests what you might be thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Right there's a great tip for you to start writing content based off of those top terms that Google's telling you, hey, people are searching for this. So, you know, put in your product name or a service that you provide and see what Google says people are looking for. Now use that text and information in articles you put on your website.
Okay, great tip and idea. Mm-hmm. You said the other thing is it's important to measure and track kind of the who's coming to your website and using the analytics. Is that difficult to do?
You know, the analytics are big. There's so much information. We use Google Analytics on every site we do, but it's also as simple as finding out who's coming, how many visitors you have. I know you guys keep track of that. It's great to find out where they're coming from. So what websites, if you're running a banner ad on KLGR, I know how many people came from KLGR's website, which is always really great. But also finding out if they're, what terms they're using to search for you. And if they're not using a term that you need them to be, you can start putting content on your website based off of that. And that comes from the analytics.
Okay, very good. It's just really, you know, nowadays small businesses on Main Street in our communities have the opportunity to get out there to the entire, you know, area and U.S. even. And so if you want to do that, you got to make sure you're on the internet. And if you just think about how much we're all using it to do searches and, you know, what you said at the very beginning about that most of us are searching online before we buy a product or make a call to a business, content and updating those websites. You can't just get the website and leave it be.
Right. Yeah, I just had a conversation with someone about how they got a phone call that the person was on their website and they wanted to know more about their business. And the person said, oh, I wish I, this is the first impression of my brand. You know, we need to update our website to make sure that it clearly shows your brand and what you have to offer. And that's so important too. But as far as a website, anyone can do it. There's free websites, you know, all the way up to really high-end websites, obviously. So it's all, you know, how much you know about the web, how much time you have to learn and build your own. We help with that, and we want to be able to help you with that, obviously, but anyone can do it. So if you just take that first step, that's the most important thing.
Well, it's certainly, as you said, an ever-changing world, and that's where you come in with RV Tech Solutions to be able to provide people with kind of what the latest is and making sure that if you're getting on board, you have a plan to, to stay up to date.
Absolutely. Yeah. A big part of it. Makes it so much easier.
Yeah. So RVTechSolutions.com is where people can go if they want to find those blog posts about information on how to get on those search engines, even if you don't have a website.
Yeah.
It's almost like what we used to use, the Yellow Pages.
It is.
That's kind of, you know, think about it.
Because my blog post opens up about having a listing on the Yellow Pages just isn't good enough anymore.
Yeah. So that you can go to there to check out the blog post. And if people want to ask you questions, they want you to come in and do consulting at their business or want you to, you know, we've got a website. We need help with updating it. How do they best get a hold of you?
You know what? Visit our website. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn, or our phone number's on the website as well.
All right. Very good. RVTechSolutions.com. Thanks for coming in, Sarah.
Thank you, Laura.
All right. There you go. Sarah Kuglin again here talking about what's happening in the latest with those business websites. And again, Sarah is also responsible for doing some great education in our area with social media breakfasts that have been done and other classes. I know Constant Contact folks were just here in our area, some folks that have done some pretty amazing things, and Sarah's done an amazing job of bringing them to our community to keep people informed. So you're going to want to get on our website. Matter of fact, if you know what it means, bookmark it and go back frequently to rvtechsolutions.com. And we'll be hearing more from Sarah in the coming weeks as well, so we'll learn more together. It is 7:34 right now. Randy Clausen's in to talk about what's happening in sports. That's on the way.